Edgar Norton, director of ISU's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, is with us. Edgar, we've all seen those Capital One commercials. Some of the most popular are with the actor Samuel L. Jackson, who asks, "What's in your wallet?" They're advertising a rewards card. Exactly what are we talking about when we say a rewards card?
Well, it is a credit card, but for every dollar you spend, you get a reward back. It could be 1% or 2% of the amount of the transaction that you can then ask the credit card company to either send you a check or put that money in a savings account or use it to buy gift cards for some store that they have a connection with.
So in some way, you're getting some kind of a minor savings on each transaction. You're
getting a little bit of a reward back. And some cards, instead of giving you cash, they give you airline miles. And so if you're one that likes to take some trips, especially in wintertime to warm places or summertime to cooler places, or you want to go see Europe, you can use the reward card and get some airplane miles that way and cash those in and help you with your trip.
So, gee, they sound fantastic. Why would you not want a rewards card in your wallet?
Well, they give with the left hand and take with the right hand, or vice versa. They have to get the money to give you those rewards, and they do that by fees and by the interest rates that they charge. If you're the kind of person that pays off that credit card bill in full every month, the rewards card is probably going to work in your favor. If you're the average person, and we've seen some stats where the average credit card balance is around $6,000 today, and you're paying interest on that every month, then the rewards card may not be in your best interest, because you may be paying a higher interest in order to get the rewards. And when you actually look at the numbers, maybe you're paying out more in interest than you're actually getting in cash back or airline miles.
So when it comes to what's in your wallet, Edgar, I guess there are some things you should have in your wallet, maybe some things you shouldn't. So I thought maybe we would kind of just go through a wallet. I have my wallet here, and we can kind of talk about what I have in my wallet and whether or not I should have this or not. First of all, my driver's license here. I should have my driver's license in the wallet, right?
That's a good idea, especially if you're driving.
Uh-huh. Now, if I open up the main area where you put bills in and everything, I open it up here, and I have some ones and... I think I have about...
Grants and Franklins?
I have about five ones, and then I have a couple of 20s here, but I also have a whole bunch of... How many of these receipts? These are like from eating out, receipts from eating out, things like that. They're in my wallet. So the money's a great idea. You should have money in your wallet, right?
That sounds like... I like money in my wallet.
What about all these receipts? Here's one from... where is this from? Kick's Bar and Grill in Towanda. I think we had some burgers there. Here's one from, this is from a trip that I made to Ecuador.
How old is that receipt?
This is just a couple of months old. Another one from Ecuador. But then I have more recent ones here. A receipt from where I get my hair cut. Here's one from Avanti's.
You get your hair cut, Willis?
I do, believe it or not. So are these good things to have to keep around in my wallet?
Well, if you carry your wallet in your back pocket, you're going to get sciatica from having that big, thick wallet with all those receipts in there.
Yeah, that's true. I believe that.
But on the financial side, I bet I can go through those receipts and I'll learn your, if I don't know you, I'll learn what your name is, and maybe I'll learn some of the digits of your credit card numbers or your debit card number, and I'll learn more about where you go, and maybe nights you're likely to be out eating out, perhaps, if I see a couple of Monday night receipts there. You know, if I'm a nasty person, I can say, okay, this person's not home, but on Monday night, so I might go check out
their home. On Monday night, they go to Avanti's, so I can go to their home on Monday night because I know they're going to be out eating.
So I can just learn more about you and some of your finances, your name and part of your credit card number.
So how often should you clean these receipts out from your wallet?
Like when you get home, every day?
Every day, daily.
Put them. I guess another question is, why do you carry the receipt if you want to keep it to make sure your credit card statement is correct? You know, just put them in a safe place, and when your credit card statement comes, you can check things off and then shred the receipts. Just don't throw them in the trash, because that's worse than keeping them in your wallet. Mm-hmm. You want to shred those. Or if you buy a big-ticket item and you want to make sure it works okay, you know, again, put that off to the side. But then once you're satisfied that the item's working correctly or the warranty period ends, just shred that receipt.
I have a trifold wallet, and on the left side, there's an area where you can put a bunch of cards. And so I have, there's my health card. There's my ISU ID card. I have my insurance card for my car, a couple of personal type cards from church, things like that. Are those okay to have in your wallet?
Well, what you just said sounds okay. An issue might be as if you have three or four varieties of Discover Visa cards.
Well, we haven't gotten over to the right side yet. This is just on the left
side. Oh my. Well, obviously, the driver's license, the health insurance card is good, and other things that you might need. The car insurance card, don't know if you need that in your wallet. You can keep that in your car, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Again, anything that has your name on it is potentially a danger signal, but as we know, that driver's licenses will be in your wallet, and that gives a lot of people a lot of information if they're nasty folks.
So now over to the right side, I have my main debit card here. I have another, looks like I have four or five other cards here. It looks like another credit card. Here's a third credit card. Here's a card from a grocery store. Here's my health club card, my card for my American Red Cross blood donation. So what have I got wrong there?
If you're carrying more than two credit cards, you're probably carrying too many. Because if for some reason one credit card doesn't work in the reader, the other one will, or the reader's broken, in which case it's not a credit card issue. The issue might be is if you have three or four, well-known credit cards, then you have a bunch of store credit cards. And so, okay, if you're going to the store, you might want to get that one credit card and take it with you so you can get charge up that account if you so desire, get the reward for that. But there's no need to carry around five store credit cards and three or four other credit cards. And again, you lose those, boy, you're calling up a lot of credit card companies and messing up a lot of accounts.
Just by you, if I left my wallet somewhere, I'd have to backtrack all those places.
That's correct.
Some people carry their Social Security card around. I think I did when I was much younger, but that was when I was looking for work regularly, things like that. You shouldn't really carry your Social Security card around.
I think back years ago, it was more accepted, perhaps, to carry around your Social Security card as a form of identification, but now that Social Security number is so vital for so many financial and other transactions, you don't want to give that out unless you have to, and you really don't need to carry it around with you unless you are going in for that first day on the job and they need to fill out the I-9 form and other ways to prove your identity. Something else people used to do when in years gone by is carry their checkbook with them. And again, I don't see that so much now because credit cards are so ubiquitous. But again, if you're carrying around your checkbook, that's a you like to pay by checks. Okay, that's a danger now because you lose that. Bingo, I can start writing off checks and forging your signature, and I might get some money.
And now the smartphones have the cases where you have slots built in where you can put credit cards or maybe a $20, $50 bill, something like that. Should you use those?
Or you can go to a store and buy something to stick on the mm-hmm, back of your
right.
of your smartphone. And boy, so you lose your smartphone. You also lose your credit cards. That sounds like we're awfully hyper here about losing stuff, but, that does happen. Things get lost, misplaced, stolen, and if you lose your phone, now you've lost some other important things as well. And since you've lost your phone, it makes it tougher to call those credit card companies to actually cancel or get new credit cards issued. In fact, good advice here, if you haven't done it yet, is to make a photocopy of all your credit cards and other important information and just store that away somewhere safe at home. So if you do lose a credit card or your wallet does get stolen, you know what your account numbers are. Many times your credit card will say, call this 800 number in case of an emergency or in case your card gets stolen.
So, and if you don't have your card, you can't look at that number.
That's right. I have no idea who to call. And so, if you have that on a photocopy somewhere, you'll be ready in case that unfortunate event happens.
So maybe a way to sum it all up is that what you should have in your wallet is things you use every day is what you should have in your wallet. Money.
Or might need when that friendly police officer pulls you over. You want to make sure you have your driver's license there. But less is more in this case. You don't want to carry around too much that has a financial exposure.
So what's in your wallet? You better open it up and check it out because there are many things in there you probably can remove right now. Edgar Norton is the director of ISU's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis. As always, Edgar, thanks for coming over.
My pleasure, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.